afternoon, or wherever the heck you guys are in the time zones of the United States of America. This is Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank. And this is your first experience without my bumper music, which I really love. Can see if you can get it up for the next round. But the fact is, those of you who have not heard Fearless Radio before are in for an interesting experience. Politically, we're slightly to the right of Genghis Khan, I guess. However, we choose never to be against anything. The only thing that we're for is what we need to maintain our freedoms and liberties and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the American dream. And there's one law that you'll hear, and we state it oftentimes or usually at the end of each segment that we have. You're going to be stuck with my yammering here for a couple of hours here, so you know, tighten your seatbelts, put on your crash helmet, put on your shoulder pads, and get ready to deal with Fearless Radio. Okay? But anyway, what we choose to be is for us, each other, the American way, and there's a lot of stuff out there that you can't do a stinking thing about, personally, as families, as individuals. You can't change foreign policy. You can't change the fact that 80% of the bees have disappeared and there's going to be a food shortage, and there already is one. You can't demonstrate enough to change the politics of your congressman unless he wants to listen to you. You can go down and pretend that you're voting and hope like crazy that the particular machine that you're voting on is not fixed, which is interesting, but the fact is, there's a lot of stuff you can't do anything about. What we talk about here, and you'll hear about all those problems every place else in the universe, particularly with the whistleblowers, the people that are out there trying to get the message across that, hey, something stinks in the United States, that's okay. Where you are right now, you can nestle in, you can get your pillow and your blankie, and you can be comfortable with the secured understanding that we have answers to every single problem that you as an individual and you as a family member have in terms of dealing with the future, and it's called independence. The extent to which you're dependent on any individual or any organization is the extent which you've given your liberty away and given power over you to the extent of that dependency. If you are dependent, there are many wives that stay with abusive husbands because they are dependent on the income and the need to have support in raising the children. Bad, okay? But that's dependency. That woman has lost her liberty in that dependency. Now, I'm not saying all you good mothers go out and get jobs just so you don't have to. You know where I'm going with this. The fact that with the food shortages that are already in place, now, you know that the task force, if you've heard anything at all from Fearless Radio, and my gosh, do we have a break already? This is only 2 minutes. Ken, what are we doing? Ken? Okay. We're taking a break. We'll be back on the other side.
You can keep on washing, but you'll never get clean. Get your hands in the air.
Let me see your hands. Relax and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howie Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howie Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to D&R area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hello, all you death wish addicts, you corruptors of truth, you killers of spirit, you marauders of youth, get your hands in the air.
All right, we're back. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and I apologize for some of the technical difficulties. Ken is operating the board today, and we're having fits. We just made a transition. For those of you who are wondering who in the heck is Steve Shank and what in the dickens is Fearless Radio, we just made a transition from a different time slot. We were on Sundays at 2 to 4, and we just decided that we needed to have a little bit different exposure, and we are now going out on shortwave. Ken, do you remember what the frequency is that we got?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. Ken's going to take 1 second here and get the frequency for you short waivers.
Twelve one eighty, guys.
12180 is your shortwave frequency for Fearless Radio. Now, for those of you that hadn't heard about us before, I've got a man that I'm just excited about talking with, but I need to give you some background real quickly. The concept behind Fearless Radio, it's not because we're fearless to say any stupid thing we feel like saying. The concept is dependency. Our function is to give you answers. There's a lot of stuff, like I said earlier, that you can't do anything about. We have the answers. Fearless Radio is here with the intent of allowing you to become fearless by eliminating your dependencies. For example, we had a thing with Katrina where a lot of people got caught short. They didn't know how to handle an emergency when the toilets didn't flush and when the lights didn't come on, and they were in the middle of a mess. What we do with the people that involve themselves with the task force is we tell you, we teach you, and we help you learn how to be prepared for an emergency so that you know what to do when things like that happen. Once you are able to be prepared so that you can handle any emergency that comes down the road and you are no longer dependent on any of the assistance organizations that come in, you see, in Katrina, they didn't have the wherewithal, the food and the sanitary capability of handling all those people. So what we have to do as individuals, we need to take care of our own backyard and thereby unburden the organizations that are intended to be support and care facilities for those people who aren't capable of taking care of themselves. But if you can take care of yourself, if you don't have to be concerned, if the lights go out, you don't give a darn. If the faucet doesn't turn on, you don't give a darn because you got some water stored. Next thing is with the food supplies, that's another thing. If you have your own bread, you'll never have to stand in a bread line and bury your butt for a bird flu shot or whatever the requirements of being fed could be in an emergency situation. You don't have to worry about if the stores aren't able to have food transported to them, or if all the stores have genetically altered food that will make you glow in the dark, walk sideways, and one eye travel to the other side of your head. If they have just that kind of stuff that you don't want to feed your kids and cause brain damage or whatever the heck else comes from it, if you have your own supply of 3, 4, 5 years or whatever you choose to have as a result of educating yourself with people like Jim Brewster that's going to be coming on here and with some of the task force people, Alex Jones, some of those other folks that are making the public aware of what's going on, then you come to the Fearless Task Force, and we show you and help you do all of the things that enable you to become independent, so you need fear nothing or anyone. And if you have your own capability of dealing with every circumstance in your life, whether it's your finances, whether it's your health, whether it's your food supply, or whether it's emergencies, you then become fearless. And we here at the classroom of the air called Fearless Radio have accomplished our objective in helping you. That's what it's all about. And now, with no further ado, I need to bring on a man that I have absolutely learned to respect and regard highly. He has come in to the J. Michael Stevens Group and the Fearless Task Force with his computer skills. He has had a fair amount of experience with those buggers, and he teaches classes at one of the universities, and I'm going to have him give a little bit of background to you folks so you know whereof I speak. But he has brought his expertise to us and is helping us gear up for what is going to be an absolute phenomenon in the communication industry and in the preparedness industry, if you can call it an industry, and in the lives of human beings that choose to live the American dream. And that with the computer stuff. He also has produced and put together a summary, a visual summary of the events and the circumstances around the towers. And we'll get into that. And without further yakking on my part, Jim Brewster, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell the folks a little bit about the genesis of the DVD that you work with and your website.
Okay. We're talking about 9/11 Eyewitness, and the website is 911eyewitness.com. This is a DVD that contains footage that could be called the Zapruder footage of 9/11, really. It's a backstage pass. It's not the same direction from which most of the media was shot. It's actually shot from the Hoboken Pier, most of it, and then they moved down they were forced to move a little bit to the Frank Sinatra Pier during part of it as well. But it was videotaped by Rick Siegel, and he captured on high-quality three-chip video the collapse of the towers, and he also captured something that you haven't seen on the mainstream media, which is it's the sound of the explosions that were pre-collapse. They're captured. It coincides with the seismic data that's available through the government, and you can actually see the smoke rising from street level before the collapses occur. It's pretty impressive footage. And I believe that everybody should see it. It's, you know, when you see this footage, there's really no question as to whether or not there was controlled demolition. Now, we're even looking further into other more heinous things involved, but yeah, that was happening. I mean, Most of the folks listening probably understand that our government is not what it was set up to be, and in fact has been taken over by people that don't have the best intentions in mind for the
American. The interesting thing that I know from working with a lot of our listeners here at Fearless, I have people calling me all the time, and many of you out there are working with the food supply issue, putting in supplies of food, and depending on where you are, you're working with 3 years, 5 years, some of you only 1 year, but you're putting in supplies of food, and many of you are the Lone Ranger. You're calling in and saying, hey, I'm the only guy in my community, I'm the only guy at my church, I'm the only guy at work, and I'm the only guy sometimes in my family. Everybody else thinks I'm half a bubble off with one oar in the water, a brick shy of a load, a taco short of a blue plate special, the elevator doesn't go to the top, the lights are on, but nobody's home. And even my spouse, women call in, sometimes in tears because they've got children. They know that the food issue is absolutely crucial, that it's entirely possible that we will not be able to be shipping quantities of storable foods by, you know, July or August. Who knows what the bee situation is, but their problem is that their husband is saying, oh, yeah, that's all, you know, scary stuff, and I don't believe in being a doomsayer. Well, the reason that I need Jim to express to you folks the power of this DVD that he's put together and this enlightenment is so that you can take your spouse or the other people in your family that are your cherished loved ones that you need to have on board to help you to get prepared for your independence and have them see this is what's happening. Now, what you do with it is you tell them, you can't do anything about this, neither can I. But what we can do is recognize that the situation is serious out there, and we can use this to bring people to the realization that they must face some issues here. But if you tell them also, now don't worry about the fact that you can't do anything about the towers going down and what's going on in our country and the fact that food is being tracked and it's disappearing and all this, but we have an answer. The answer that Jim would have you go through, I hope, and that we are trying to espouse here on Fearless Radio and through the websites, efoodsdirect.com and the 800 number, 800-409-5633. The message that we have to get to you is for that spouse or that loved one that doesn't want to face this, it's because it scares them, and they don't have an answer. And when people don't have an answer for a problem, they don't want to deal with it. Tell them there's an answer, and it's so simple it's ridiculous. If we are independent, if we have some place to stay, and if we have food to eat, none of this, we can literally say, we don't care. And it sounds like we've got another break coming up here, and on the other side, I'm going to turn Jim loose a little bit more, and I think you'll love what you're hearing.
And be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Clicking on all eight cylinders here, guys. Now that's some reasonable bumper music. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. I now know what to do. Hey, folks, we're back. This is Fearless Radio. This is your first time on this time slot on Republic Broadcasting that you're hearing us. We have been on a Sunday. But for those of you that haven't heard us before, grab a notebook and a pen, because every once in a while there's something that we say that would be noteworthy that you should jot down. Remember, my daddy always used to say, even a blind hog can root up an acorn once in a while. We have with us today Jim Brewster, who has been telling us about a production of the tower situation. And Jim, would you give the folks the reference material so that they can find this DVD and acquire it and get to your website?
Yes, it's 911eyewitness.com. It's the numbers 911eyewitness.com, and everybody can see what we have available there in the shopping cart. It's basically, we've got three products. We've got the original, but we've got that still up. We've also got a DVD called TV136, which is designed to overcome the media hypnosis that most Americans are finding themselves in today.
Tell me about that one.
Well, that has a 10-minute cut, a 30-minute cut, and a one-hour cut that are designed to be listened to over 3 days.
Okay.
So that you don't blow somebody out of their seat and automatically trigger a negative response right off the bat. First of all, many skeptics don't have 2 hours to devote to, or won't give 2 hours to a documentary. So the 10-minute cut gets the interest there, because it points out some anomalies that haven't been explained by the government. And then the next day you start with the 30-minute cut, and you learn a little bit more, and then finally the one-hour cut is the last one. And then in addition to that, we've got the full documentary. We've got either the original version or the newest, which is called the Festival Cut. The Festival Cut actually has newer information in it. It's a tighter, more fast-paced cut than the original, and instead of having a lot of the raw footage in the documentary itself, what we've done is separated that and put it as extras on the DVD so that the watching the program moves much more quickly. And so I recommend buying both of those, actually, and the TV 136, because we're really in a rush to get this information out, is on half price for the DVD. And you can also get the downloads, and the downloads are a bargain. They're $1, $2, and $3 for three different programs that we've got available to be downloaded.
Wow.
We're in the process here soon of putting up low-resolution versions from Google that are we're putting up an entire page of different links to Google, so that will be free. We just want to disseminate the information, and of course, people that buy the DVD are supporting our research. We continue to invest incredible amounts of time and money and energy in learning this information and disseminating it to the public. So people that want to support that, buy the DVD. People that can't, please watch the information anyway. We'll have that up free in the next few days. And we also have the downloads, which are just an incredible bargain. And those are high-resolution copies. We encourage people to copy it 100 times and to pass it out to 100 different people. If they pay $3 for a download of the Festival Cut, for example, they are encouraged to make 100 copies on DVDs and hand them out to their friends.
That's wonderful. So, now, since Jim, folks, is at this point dealing with our website, it's pretty obvious where you're going to be able to find some of this material as soon as our new website is up. He's going to have a spot on, you know, in the Fearless Task Force, in the websites that we have, that we'll reference over to this, and you can pull the information right directly through the task force. Now, tell me, on this TV 136, is that just about the television situation, or is it included? Does it also wrap around the towers?
Oh, it's all about the towers.
Everything is about the
towers.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's proof that there was controlled demolition.
Right.
Now, the question then becomes, how could 19 Arabs from a cave in Afghanistan, I mean, these incredibly magic Arabs, how could they plant the explosives that are required to bring down not only the Twin Towers, but most people aren't even aware of Tower Number 7, which was a 47-story high steel frame structure, that at 5:20 that evening collapsed on its own footprint. It is a classic controlled demolition. If you've ever seen videos of, you know, a hotel being dropped in Las Vegas or something like that, where it begins suddenly, it drops in 6.5 seconds, which is free fall speed, hits the ground, the top roof lays right on the footprint. I mean, it just is destroyed in a controlled demolition. And no planes hit that.
Yeah,
that wasn't hit
true.
By airplanes. It wasn't. It had very minimal damage and some small fires, and then suddenly at 5:20 p.m., it collapses on its own footprint. And
okay,
what's really interesting...
We got to shut down for a minute, folks. Jim, remember a couple of those thoughts, because we're going to have to repeat them over the music. We've got a break right now, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio. I am Steve Shank, and we're coming back at you this at the half of the hour with Jim Brewster, who is just absolutely exciting about the astute nature with which they're dealing with the evaluation of the demolition of the towers. And this is eventually going to go. Those of you who are that are saying, okay, here we go again, more fear and trembling and nothing to do about it, this is eventually, folks, going to get back around to what you do about it yourselves. But, Jim, we covered things up a little bit toward the end of your last discussion with the music. Would you launch into that a bit again? That's fascinating stuff about Tower 7 and the rabbit hole.
Sure. Yeah, Building 7 is really the... For anybody that's a skeptic, Building 7 is the first step into the rabbit hole, and I think that you know once you go down it, there is no escape. You've got to understand what's happening in our country, and people begin to realize that once they start looking at the information that is available online. This is the first time in history that this kind of that the people that control media have not been able to keep the cap on. And the only reason is because of the Internet. And, of course, they're going to badmouth the Internet and tell you that everything on the Internet is a bunch of lies and you know, tinfoil hat-wearing idiots, and they're back rooms just plugging out nonsense, but that's not the reality. There are Freedom of Information Act documents, government documents, the press of all of the different world newspapers and television and radio stations, all archived and available for anybody that wants to begin this education, the education that we should have been receiving in our government schools for the last 80 years, but we haven't. And instead, we've received a sanitized version of history that makes us believe that our government is trustworthy and that they're going, you know, they have our best interest in mind. I would like to, you know, I want to, there's so little time, but, you know, the Building 7 is such an anomaly, and it's so obvious that it was controlled demolition. It came down its own footprint at 5:20 that evening, and only with only a few fires in it. And one of the really interesting things about it is there's proof that it was scripted, because at 5:00 the same evening, the BBC began announcing that it had already collapsed. And in fact, in our new documentary, the festival cut, there is a clip of this BBC announcer standing in front of Building 7. It's the Solomon Brothers building. She's standing in front of it. It's in the horizon, and it's still on the skyline of New York, and she's announcing that it's collapsed at 5:00. Okay, and
you're kidding. They actually put her in front of the building.
She's in front of the skyline of New York, and you can see the building clearly standing behind her. And she's announcing that it's already collapsed. And yet, this was supposed to have been a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is that it was brought down by controlled demolition, and anyone who spends 15 minutes of looking at the evidence can come away with no other conclusion. This is not opinion or anything else. These are facts, and they're facts that are backed by all kinds of public records and scientists and structural engineers and everyone else. But that's the beginning of the rabbit hole, and I think once you begin to go down it, then you start learning so much about the history of what's happened by rogue elements in our government who have taken over the government. And we are no longer being governed by people who believe in the Constitution. And I would just like to read a quick quote from the Declaration of Independence, which most people should be familiar with, but I think it's really relevant today. This quote is on, it's a few paragraphs from the beginning, and it says, "But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security." Now, throwing off government can be done in many, many ways, and the way that you're discussing is relieving your dependence on that government. And that is really the only way that we have today. There are two real attacks that we can make to make ourselves, to positive actions that we can take. One of them is to learn and to spread the truth about what has happened in our government. And the second one is, as you said, to become independent. And yet I almost hesitate to use that word, because it's also dependence on each other. It's dependence on your family. It's dependence on your friends. It's dependence on your neighbors. We need to become dependent on our communities again, as America was established, and that's what made it so strong. We cannot be dependent on a government that we have no control over, a federal government that has grown beyond its constitutional limits and looks at us with disdain and refuses to answer our redress.
Can I adjust a concept here, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
I think that yes, we need to eliminate dependence and be supportive of our community and each other.
Yes, you're right. So dependence isn't the correct word, but we do.
Yeah,
we do need each other.
We do. We need.
You know,
we need. We need We need neighborhoods that post signs as you enter the neighborhood that says 20% of our neighborhood families are hunters and are well capable of zeroing in on a deer at 400 yards, and others of our you know, we've got 5% that are trained in martial arts, and we've got some softball players that have a softball bat behind their door, and some of us are concerned about family and neighborhood protection, and a few of us own some shotguns. Visit our neighborhood in peace and enjoy your visit in safety.
Yep.
And if every store owner and every employee had a concealed weapon permit, if we're going to go by the law, and you put a sign right up over the title of whatever mall you're shopping at, 90% of the shop owners and employees thereof are well armed. So shop at our mall in safety. The response time of the police department to this location is 8.5 minutes. Our response is 8.5 seconds. Shop in safety. Welcome to our neighborhood. Welcome to our mall. And we are friends supporting friends.
That's community. And the Second Amendment had a lot of reasons to be established. One of them was to protect us against criminal elements within the society, but the primary reason, according to Thomas Jefferson, was to protect us against tyranny in government.
Oh, absolutely.
But weapons have come to the point where that's not even a possibility anymore, especially when government controls these, you know, all the high-tech weapons. I certainly wouldn't recommend an armed revolution against this government. That's not what we can do. But what we can do is recognize the dependencies that we've established with this government and break them. And
Right. Those
dependencies, and the primary one, is one that I told you I wanted to talk about today, which is the Liberty Dollar, the money. By using Federal Reserve notes, we are part of the problem. Federal Reserve notes are debt instruments. Federal Reserve is what has castrated this nation and pilfered all of its wealth over the last 100 years. The value of a dollar from the time that the Federal Reserve went into being in 1913, today's dollar is worth 2 cents of that 1913 dollar. It has lost 98% of its value since the Federal Reserve took it over. And now, there's really no value in the Federal Reserve note because it's not backed by gold and silver. So there's a new currency, or if you can call it, it's not really a currency. I think that there's some laws against what you call it, but it's an exchange medium. And it's a voluntary exchange medium. It is very similar to barter. But this new money is the Liberty Dollar. And you can learn all about it by going to libertydollar.org. Or if you go through my website and you decide to become an affiliate, you can sign up through me just by going into my shopping cart. You'll see links to it. But it's a completely value-backed money. It has 1 ounce pure silver with a $20 face value on it. And it's designed to be circulated. And the fact is that I can take this out with me, and I will, wherever I buy things, I will offer a $20 Federal Reserve note, and I'll offer a $20 Liberty ounce of silver. And I'll say, I've got two kinds of money. Which one do you prefer? And, you know, at least 7 or 8 times out of 10, the cashier, even in a big corporation, will say, I'll take the shiny one. And they'll grab the silver and pocket it and put their own $20 bill in the till. Because the corporations, of course, only want money that can be deposited in the Federal Reserve banks. And this cannot be deposited in Federal Reserve banks. Who would do that anyway? It'd be totally foolish to deposit real silver in a bank these days. But,
well, especially, just to interrupt a minute, especially since one of the requirements or one of the parts of the system, the Homeland Security, is that they will have agents at the various banks when you open your safety deposit box, if in fact you aren't depositing officially in the bank, but you have it in a safety deposit box, anything of value that is confiscatable will be confiscated.
Well, I wouldn't keep anything in a safety deposit box because the banks are part of the problem. The banks are the problem. The banks are the real, as you go down this rabbit hole, you find out that it is the money that they have used to ruin us.
Show them the money.
They've ruined us with the money, and they planned to do it. This is not, these are documents. One of the Rothschilds made a quote to the effect, and this has been a couple of hundred years ago, that give me the power to create money, and I care not who runs the government.
Oh, absolutely. And,
you know, and they have taken over our government. There's no question. And there, several of our presidents were assassinated because they wanted to eliminate the Federal Reserve. Andrew Jackson, on his grave, says, "I killed the banks." And he did. He was lucky to escape an assassination attempt where the both pistols misfired. And it's always a lone gunman who does this. Now, an interesting fact is John F. Kennedy had intended to eliminate the Federal Reserve. And the fact is that these bankers have been running not only our country, but the entire world for the last generation.
Well, about three months ago, the task force started working with the concept of debt-free strategies. And the reason we started doing that, Jim, is that we had an epiphany. We were going through the concept of all of these prison camps that are being built around the countryside, and it was always stated that they were for nonviolent criminals. Most of the people, or a lot of the people, thought that it was going to be for the drug issues, which, by the way, if somebody wants to get high on drug, so. But anyway.
As long as we don't have a safety net to save them from themselves.
Yeah,
the public has to pay for, which is unconstitutional.
Yeah, well, you don't even want to start me with some of this infringement on what people choose to do, and I don't give a rat's butt what somebody does as long as it doesn't mess with me.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, we drew an interesting conclusion. Since they changed the bankruptcy laws so that you can't be relieved of non-collateralized debt as readily as you could before, all of a sudden all the financial institutions have teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gnawing on the knee bones of the people that have loans with them, and if they are a little bit late on a credit card payment, it goes from 6% to 32% or 27%.
Right. And not only that, but I think what you're leading to is that these are going to be used as debtors' prisons.
Well, that's where I was getting, but the simple question that we asked was, if you have a non-collateralized debt, what becomes the collateral for the debt?
Yep.
It becomes the debtor.
Right.
And when that hit us, it was just like a 2x4 across the forehead, which it takes to get my attention sometimes.
Well, then let's just take that a step further, Steve. How can U.S. corporations and the labor pool of the United States compete with 8-cent-an-hour slave labor in China?
They can't.
Not unless there's debt prisons.
That's right. And unless there are work groups.
Yep.
And unless those work groups are broken into, every single totalitarian government breaks the work groups into two groups, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
The men provide the work. The women provide. Do we really want to go there?
I don't want to go there at all.
I don't. Now, let me throw out another thing. One of the folks, by the way, folks, to get a hold of the Fearless Task Force, if you need to get your food supply in, you better get it done real quickly because the shortages are serious and the restrictions are many. But call 800-409-5633. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group. They're the food supply member of the task force, efoodsdirect.com. Put an S on the food. efoodsdirect.com is the website that is presently doesn't have the cost of the foods just to help you avoid the price traps being set by retailers. But Jim and his team are very rapidly moving to the point where we're now going to be able to have pricing. You'll be able to order the food right over the Internet, and we have a product that's going to be coming on board that will absolutely blow you away. Those of you who are not capable right now putting in a supply will be able to. Those of you who need to put in some for your friends and neighbors and the kids that are at school will be able to. And the system that we're about to put together, and with the Liberty Dollar that Jim is going to describe a little bit more of, along with this system, will literally enable you to be free Americans functioning like free Americans. But the fact is that when we get into the issue of the debt-free strategies, the banking system has systematically, for the last 20 years, placed this population in bondage. And believe me, the average American that has about 5 credit cards, 2 new cars, and a boat and a house is going to be in a situation where they're in worse bondage than if they were in prison. We'll be back right after this break to wrap this hour up.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran, in a one-hour lecture. To rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Fearless Radio, and we're in the downside of our last little segment here. Jim, would you kind of wrap up? I know that you've got to leave. I'd love to keep you on for the other hour, but you've got commitments. Would you kind of wrap up your summary here of what you were talking about there?
Well, the Liberty Dollar is one of the keys to breaking free, and it's hard to do it by yourself, but like I said, even by myself, when I don't have a big community yet of Liberty Dollar holders, however, there are millions in circulation. It's over 100,000 people using it, and merchants all over the place. But when you go to libertydollar.org, you can see lists of the merchants, and becoming a merchant is such an incredible advantage, too, because you can actually buy the, as an associate or as a merchant, you can buy the Liberty Dollar at a discount, and then you use it at face value. So, for example, if you bought, you know, $10 Liberties at $1.50 off, so you're buying them for $8.50 and you're giving them out as change for $10 and offering your customers either silver or Federal Reserve notes. It's always barter. It's always by agreement.
Yeah.
But, you know, the people that will take the silver Liberties, you're actually making $1.50, and in some cases that's more than the merchant is actually making off the sale of the product they're selling. So, but the big advantage is that the money doesn't leave the community. So you start working within a community, and you get several merchants within a community that exchange the Liberty Dollar together, and the entire community's wealth starts to improve.
Wonderful.
The security of that community and employment and things begin to be disconnected from the Federal Reserve note and the world events that we can't have anything, any control over. Now we have control in our own local communities. And generally, government, even in a local situation, responds much more personally and much better and much more quickly than any kind of government further away, which was the entire understanding of our founding fathers. They wanted everything to stay local. That's why they restricted the federal government.
Absolutely. Well, we've got just maybe a minute or so left here. Folks, you need to get in touch with the Fearless Task Force on the food, 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com. You'll be able to see some of Jim's good work up here as soon as we get our new website up. And, Jim, give your website for the 9/11.
Okay. It's 911. The number is 911. Eyewitness, EyeWitness.com. And you can get the DVDs there. There's links to other 9/11 truth. You can send emails. You can send virtual postcards, basically, that have audio recordings in them. And I mean, it's a pretty useful site to spread the word and to learn a lot about what's going on in our government. And it's things that every American must get on board with. We don't have a lot of time. There are criminal elements running our government, and they intend to crush us.
That's right.
That's their purpose. And if you don't believe me, just start down the rabbit hole. Start investigating what's been going on. Listen to Alex Jones. I mean, start looking. Alex never talks about anything that isn't documented, and it's proved.
Absolutely.
This isn't a matter of opinion any longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have a duty to change what we're doing.
Absolutely. And the thing that we're dealing with is we have Americans supporting and helping Americans become independent and free, and the extent to which we are independent is the extent to which we maintain our freedom. But remember this always, folks. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free.